between Mabel A. Bonet, B-O-H-N-E-T, Provincial House West, 731 Starkweather Drive, Room 5D, Lansing, Michigan, phone 517-323-9133, and Helen Early, representing the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce History Committee. Saturday, November 12, 1988, 2 p.m. Is that a relative?
No. I know Terry Bonet in Langsburg. But I guess they're all related.
Mm-hmm. The Chris Bonet, Geneva Wiskeman felt, she's a historian, a local historian, she felt that Chris Bonet was some relative of her Keebler family back in Germany, and that it might tie in with your family, Bonet.
There was a Chris Bonet in Saxon, but he died.
Oh, I see. Wonder when that was. Do you remember?
Oh, it must be 15 years ago.
15 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
How old would he have been?
I had no idea. His mother, let's see. His mother's name was, they always called her Aunt Ricky. It was, it wasn't Ricky, it was some other name. And he was her son. And then there's Pauline, Edith, Chris, and Emma. Only Emma was the best woman in the world.
She was what?
One of the best women.
Best women in the world.
Every little child she made something for.
Well,
dress dolls for them.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one boy, and I think four girls in that family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll pass that along to Geneva, and maybe that'll give her some information to follow up on. When did the Bonet family come here to the United States?
Well, they were married here.
They were married here?
Mm-hmm.
So, would that be your husband's parents? Would that have been your husband's parents?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
his name was Peter Bonet, and they were married somewhere around Chelsea. Her name was Christina Osterling. They both
mm-hmm.
came from Germany.
I see. So this Chelsea that was here in the United States, they were married.
It's out of down there in Chelsea. Chelsea is a little town.
Mm-hmm. It's not too far from Lansing.
Not too far.
I see. Why did they come to this area rather than settling in another state? You don't...
You know, they all looked around. Just like my mother came from London, England, and they stopped in Detroit.
Is that your mother?
My mother.
Mother came from London and then they stopped in Detroit.
Well, first they went to Iona. Yes, they went to Detroit. Then they went to Iona because my grandfather had a sister there.
Mm-hmm. Now that's on your mother's side.
Yes.
And she was an Osterly?
No. My mother was a Thomas.
A Thomas.
Osterly is on the Bonet side.
I
that
see.
That was Mother Bonet's
maiden name. Uh-huh. And your mother's maiden name then was
Thomas.
Thomas. So your parents, when were they married here? Do you remember the year they were married?
Many years ago.
Yes, it is. Well, after you, what occasioned your father to leave Ionia and come to Lansing then?
What's that?
What caused your father to leave Ionia and come to Lansing?
He didn't. I came to Lansing.
You came to Lansing. I see. Why did you come?
Just to work. I had a chance of a good job.
Where was that job?
In the State Journal.
Oh.
It was at the corner of Ionia, Washington Avenue.
On the corner of Ionia and Washington. What did you do at the State Journal?
The circulation department took care of subscriptions, and of course then the city was quite small, so I did a lot of writing of ads, and now Sproul used to have was a marine store. He always used to come to me and wait for me, and I helped him with display ads, and then the funeral homes, there wasn't a funeral home when I was here. Bucks had a furniture store, and there was a little bit of room there. They had funeral. The jailer had funerals and homes at that time.
Mm-hmm. That's the Bucks furniture store that had the funeral home.
That was on the corner of Ionia in Washington. And they come to the State Journal. If people want to put the paper, I used to write obituaries for them.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, then how did you meet your husband, Mr. Bonnet? What was his name?
Ernest.
Ernest. Uh-huh. When did you two meet? Do you remember? And how did you meet?
Oh, I was telling this girl, he took her home from church one night, and she thought he was such a swell fellow. She wanted me to walk past his house, so I did. He called me up, made a date with me.
Well, how old were you then?
How old was I then? Oh, I went on and off of it for about 4 years, and we got married. Each 22.
He was 22, and how old were you?
22.
I see. And so then you were married when you were both 26? You went together 4 years?
Yeah. I was married, I think, 1911.
Mm-hmm. And what was he doing then to make a living?
Started the Bolton Electric.
Was that the time when it started, the company started? Started it himself.
No, the brother and him.
His brother's name was?
Will.
Will. Was he older than Ernest?
Oh, yes, quite a little bit.
I see. Well, what did they do in this electric business?
Down on Elgin Street East. A little regular hall with one door, no back door, and there they went to do jobs on their bicycle and carry their tools in a bag. And they had a bookkeeper that stayed in the store. So you see, it was a tiny place, kept in business all these years.
Well, now, you mentioned the tools. Would he go into homes and install electrical outlets and put in wiring? Did this Bonnet Electric then sell light fixtures, too?
Sure.
I see.
Light fixtures were not a lot different than they are now.
How were they different?
Well, they assembled themselves. buy the rods and the chimneys and make them up themselves. Now they come where you put them together.
Oh, I see. So actually these fixtures were sort of handmade, weren't they?
Something like that.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, how long were Will and Ernest in the business on Allegan before they moved to another location?
I couldn't tell you. I remember when they moved, because we were married when they were out there. Then they went on about the 300 block of Washington on the east side.
Was that North or South Washington?
North.
North Washington on the east
then
side.
They moved across the street. 300 block stayed there until they had vacate, and then they came upon Saginaw. Now, they got a lot of place to park, so the business, they have to take a name and call it when they got work. You got some work to be done. Or they fix so many lamps and sell. I guess they're the only place to sell in town that sells chimneys. The only place that sells chimneys. We did sell crystal fixtures.
They still sell these prisms. The Lance used to have the glass prisms, the crystal prisms. They sell those now.
But you see, most of the fixtures, they say, are crystal fixtures. Watch out, they're plastic. They're not crystal.
Oh.
Yeah, crystal fixtures come from Czechoslovakia.
Is that right? Czechoslovakia.
I had one, a crystal fixture in my dining room, and before I sold my home, I had to sell my home. I couldn't live there any longer. I lived there alone for a long time after my husband died. I had my house entered twice. I had a black man put a knife right on my leg right here to give me money, or else he'd use it on me.
Mm.
I told him where to get off at.
Good for you.
Now it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Mind you, I couldn't walk in a chair. Those strokes. I heard keys. Oh my land, 30, 40 keys trying in my great door. You know what a great door is?
Yes.
And so many people don't know. It was a Yale lock. They took the window out. It was one tumble lock, because I might not be able to find it if there's more tumbles, because you gotta have a key then. In or out. And I called 911. I had a hospital bed in the dining room. And I called 911. I'll bet you 15 times and couldn't get them. And then I called bell operator, called and called, couldn't get anybody. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I could hear good. Finally, I got 911, and they never came. Never drove by. So I'm disgusted with that. So the policeman said, I certainly thought what to do. I started in hollering, Helen, look out, pretend there's others there. Helen, look out that front window. Harry, you go to the kitchen window. I'll go to the back door, watch and see what way they go.
Good for you.
He said that was the only thing that saved me. And they left, mind you. Coming from the great door, went down the basement and up into my kitchen. But there's a yellow lock on that too. And so I managed to get, I had had the order to get myself in my chair, which was near my bed, because my lady took care of me. She worked for me over 40 years. I managed to get in my chair myself and got into the kitchen. But I had the telephone, had four telephones in the house, and I managed to call right from my bed, but I got out. And finally, they all left. They got in the entrance of the basement, but didn't get in the kitchen.
Was there just one of them or two?
Oh, I don't know how many. I don't know how many.
But the one put the knife on your leg.
Oh, that was the first one. That was in the daytime. This other was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you had two break-ins.
But my son was going to stop and take his father to the store. So we left the great door unlocked because my son was down to the church. Our church had a fire. And he was hurrying where they come in the great door, go out the back door and say, so we left that great door open unlocked. And that nigger must have seen we used it. And we think that nigger just lives around on LaPierre Street. He went down there until I was all alone, see.
Well, now after he came up and put the knife on your leg, you said you told him where to go. What did he do?
You get right out of here, I said. I see he left the great door open because the sun was shining in. I said, I've got no money. You get right out of here. I'm calling the police, and I mean, get out. And they could hear me on the street all the way. Yeah, he left.
Oh. It was a pretty brave approach.
I tell you, you have to think. You have to think mighty fast.
Yes, you certainly do. Then your husband had passed away at that time. You were alone?
Oh, yes.
Now, when did your husband pass away? When did Ernest die?
October 1979.
Is it October 17th,
1979? October 17th, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. It's a terrible thing to see your husband in a casket.
I know it.
And he was one of the best men that ever lived.
Well, I'm sure he was. And, well, you've raised a nice family. How many children did you have?
Two. A boy and a girl.
Oh, a boy and a girl. Okay. What were their names? What are their names?
Ronald and Eleanor.
Ronald and Eleanor. And then Ronald now runs the Bonnet Electric business?
No, Eleanor and her husband live here, but they're to their cottage all summer.
Where is their cottage?
Kalkaska.
I see. And they're the ones that run the Bonnet Electric business now?
No, my son, Ronald, and his two sons, Patrick, has charge of the outside work, and Stephen has charge of the inside work.
I see. Patrick the outside and Stephen the inside electrical. I see. That's Ronald's sons.
Yes.
So
Ronald knows all about electric. And Pat, you can't make him mad. He's got the best disposition of anybody. Nobody can beat him. And everybody likes him. Wherever he goes, they'll say, I want the same man back.
Well, that's a nice recommendation for him, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, now, the outside work, what would that be like installing a yard light for a person?
Yard light.
Or a fixture on the your front porch for a porch light?
Light, the whole house. Putting fixtures in. Anything, wiring stoves.
Heavy duty electrical wiring.
Everything there is in a house, in electric work. You all see my kitchen. Nobody had a nicer kitchen than I had. Everything. And a socket, lights all around, switches, refrigerator, dishwasher, everything that you can see I had in that kitchen.
Where did you live? Where was your home?
610 North Pine. The picture is up there of my home. There's two wheels on it. I had solid oak long boards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's the backyard. I think above it is another picture view of it. That's my husband right after he was married up there.
Right here?
Yes, that tall one.
Oh, yes.
The tall one.
Very nice.
But there's two views of my house. And I saw my place to that church right there. The Trinity Lutheran Church.
Oh.
And they bought two places north of me. They bought the house on the corner. The house north of me, I go use the janitor, my house, the minister, and the brick house on the corner for a school.
It was nice to sell it to a church rather than have it raised and just made into a filling station or a...
Our house was all day work. We had solid oak floors throughout the house, long boards, no soft boards, all finished.
When you first started, or your family first started in the electrical business, what?
1906.
What, can you remember how much it would cost to wire a house?
I have no idea.
What were wages? Can you remember what your husband earned or what your company paid people who worked for you? By the hour, maybe? Do you remember an hour?
Well, we'll say $20 a week.
$20?
Then you pay 4 cents for milk, 4 cents for a loaf of bread. You could have 3 cans of peas, or 3 cans of corn, mix them for a quarter, delivered with horses.
Delivered with horses.
Sugar. I bought many a sack, a 24-pound sack of flour for $1.25.
Did you do all of your baking?
Most all of it. I love to cook. I love to entertain. I love to bake and make fancy dishes.
What are some of those fancy dishes?
Salads.
Salads. What would you put in your salads?
It's been so many years, I don't know. I put a lot of type cream cheese. As I say,
it's a long time to remember, isn't it?
After 7 strokes, I'm here. When I can't raise my arm any higher than that. I couldn't put a hat on for one. Pull my hair was this. I had all my stroke on my right side, so it faced my left side. See, I can't raise my foot in.
That's a shame. When did the first stroke come on?
Oh, I know. I'll see. I had a glaucoma operation. Then I went back. I had a cataract operation. And after I had the first cataract operation, it came out then. And I can't tell you how many years ago I had 3 operations on my eyes.
Man, you don't remember the year you had the first stroke?
No. I don't try to remember all those things.
I'm going to see if I can close the door to close out a little of that noise. I'm afraid it's being picked up on the... They'd indicated they didn't want me to do that when I came in. But
is she gone out?
Let me check for you. She's still asleep. She's asleep.
Oh, she's sorry. Here, she put the hairs anyway.
No, but the noise from the hall coming in, I was afraid it was being picked up on the microphone. I checked at the desk when I came in and I asked them if I could close the door. They said they preferred we not do that. But I closed it up and left it open about like that.
You see, I'm so used to it. All night long, there's so much noise here. And some of these people, the way they scream and yell. But I tell you, when you get my condition, I don't want to go live with my children. Would you want to go live with your children and think they got to work and do for you? I said, no, I'll come here. This is awfully expensive here. I don't know how much we're paying now. My son would tell me, but when I came in, it was $179 a day. Then I got my medicine, which, maybe a couple, 3 times ago, weeks ago, I think Ronald said it was $70 a week that week. Well, what you gonna do?
That's right, you
need. And they won't take any of your pen. Your Social Security money has got to be money.
Mm-hmm. When did you first come here, Mrs. Bourne?
February the 9th in 87. I was here a year last February. The 9th.
So you had lived in your home alone after your husband passed away.
My husband passed away before I came here.
Yes, in 79. So you lived in the same home from 79 until 87.
What's that?
You lived in your home by yourself from after your husband left until 1987 when you came here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had a neighbor lady. This worked for me for many, many years. She knew where everything was. She had so much sickness. And then my husband having cancer. Now, not only that, he got an infection in his leg and had to have it amputated up here. Mm-hmm. People didn't know he had an artificial limb. He walked in there. They were surprised. Just surprised. Went to church, went every place.
The church you belong to?
St. Paul's United Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We had the prettiest window in the city.
That is a beautiful window. Well, you really didn't participate. You didn't work in the office in the Bonetti Electric business at all, did you? You didn't work business at all.
I used to take care of my children.
Yes.
We were married September 26, 1911. My son was born June the 8th, 1915, so we had plenty of time to lay up a little money and do things with.
Did you continue working at the State Journal until your family came?
When I got quit a week before I was married.
I see. Mm-hmm. Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Hmm?
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We stayed right to home.
Just a minute.
And our love birds, and we had a lot at home, so we got a birdhouse, but we don't get feed in much anymore. I had a roommate here. We enjoyed ourselves together. That's when I first came. And her sons, she has 7 sons and no daughters, and they were just wonderful boys. All they would say, when they did for her, they did for me. And when I was down the dining room, if I didn't get back soon enough, he'd come and wheel me back. Oh, they were so nice. She lost her mind. And I, Herb, said to me, right, was the last night, he said, oh, we thank God when she died, she got so bad.
It's sad to see someone you love.
Don't lose your mind. If you get mad at something, you'll lose your mind. Have a good disposition. You'll get along with everybody.
I think that does make a difference. You certainly have a pleasant disposition.
Hmm?
You have a pleasant disposition.
I've got to have to get along with all these girls. I play bingo. We play bingo here twice a week. Tuesday morning, Friday afternoon. I get cologne, candy bars, little cardstock paper. I keep track of these girls, but a bit nice, and they've done for them, and then I hand it to them.
Well, what a thoughtful thing to do.
They like it.
Well, I'm sure they do. It's very nice.
They appreciate it, and then do for me. And of course, I've got to do something, because I'm so helpless. I can write, but not shake.
You watch television?
When I was in my home, I had cable, and of course, living alone so much, because my woman would go home and she'd get through, and I enjoyed it. I'd watch all politics. I'm interested in politics, but here the reception is very poor. All I can get is 10 and 6.
Oh.
And it fades out, so I didn't see much politics.
Did the election go the way you wanted it to?
Sure did.
Good.
I wanted Bush. I'm a Republican. I wanted Bush. And I didn't want we taxpayers to have to pay for the girls that chase around their abortion. I say, they can do, I'm not the boss of their life. If they want to get pregnant, they can pay for it. Are you in favor of paying for it?
Nope. I don't think it's right.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. To get back to the earlier days, you baked your own bread, you were saying.
Oh.
And you did all of your other baking.
I did once in a while my loaf of bread, but I got a lot of bread. My mother-in-law, their yard, joined ours in the rear. And of course, their house is gone, moved out on the North Chestnut. And I used to bake, and my mother died the last day of August in 23. and Dad was left alone. So I used to take a loaf over to him real often.
How many times a week would you bake? Once a week? Twice a week?
Well, just according how much we ate, how much coffee that we had. I mean, I used the railroad eater. He used the family eater. And of course, the more you used it, the nicer it got. Dad used to say, oh, that bridge is like velvet.
How many loaves would you bake at one time?
Well, you gotta get your start from somebody else.
Pardon me?
You gotta get your start from somebody else. Then you gotta add sugar and water and flour and start up and let it ferment. And then you sponge it and then you make it down.
Sponge it? What do you mean, sponge it?
Well, put just a little flour in it and let it foam and work. That's the way I always did with all my bread. After each, usually red star or flaxman yeast.
That was a good yeast.
I used me a lot of cinnamon rolls, a lot of buns, sweet rolls, cooking. We used to like cooking so well. You know what cooking is?
How do you make cooking? I'm not sure I do.
Well, you take a piece of dough, roll it out, put it in your pie plate, let it raise in your pie plate, and then you could take a layer of apples, not many, just lay pour over sour cream mixed with cinnamon sugar, make it.
Did you use brown sugar or white?
White.
Well, were the apples peeled?
Oh, sure. Sure. Slice thin.
Slice thin.
Mm-hmm.
So then you bake that.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it is. It's just delicious.
Mm-hmm. Did you bake pies?
So, my land.
What kind did you make?
All kinds. But my husband's favorite was apple or minced meat or raisin.
Mm-hmm. Did you make your own mincemeat?
No. I get it and then doctored it up.
Mm-hmm.
Add more raisins, more spices, more sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Christmas time, I always make so many Christmas cookies, spring of lace.
How do you make those? How do you make springerlies?
With, you beat your eggs, white eggs, all white eggs.
You mean the eggshell has to be white?
No.
Oh, the whites of the egg.
White of the egg. Save your yolks, you don't use them.
Mm-hmm.
Stir those up good, but I got so I use my electric mixer slow for about an hour. Gradually add pulverized sugar.
Pulverized sugar?
Sugar.
That's different than granulated?
Hmm?
Is that different than granulated sugar?
Oh, sure.
Is it finer?
Sure, pulverized sugar. Sure.
I guess I'm not familiar with that.
And then, let's see. The sugar, the flour, and the eggs.
Now you'd have to start out with two eggs or four eggs or?
Oh, but time, if I made a big batch, sometimes I use eight.
Oh.
And sometimes a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Or how many I want to make. You got to mold them. It's hard. You got to be touchy. And you put your flour, and you got use cake flour. I should use soft as silk, a swan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
like if you started out with say 12 eggs and you beat that at the low beater speed for an hour, you said, then how much sugar would 12 eggs take?
Oh, I couldn't tell you until I measured it.
Would it be two, 3 cups anyway?
Of flour?
Of sugar.
Oh, sugar. Oh, I always start with a pound of sugar.
A pound of sugar with a dozen eggs.
So many eggs. I can't remember what
I
my
see.
Recipe
mm-hmm.
says. Your flour. And a few drops of anise oil. And then you spread your tins with anise seed if you want your cookies and put them on there. Oh, you have, as you get your flour and all that together, I always took it to the attic when it's cold and let it stand maybe 4 or 5 hours and then mold them at night. Then,
now, would you mold them by hand? The little shapes by hand?
I had a rolling pin that molded them. Some people have more, but I had a rolling pin. Then I let them stand all night to dry. Had them dry. And bake them very low heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them watch them.
Not really. I lost my husband 2 years ago.
Lost him.
And I have a twin sister. She's my only family.
Oh my! Nice to have a twin.
It's a wonderful thing.
Never would have one if nobody runs in the twins run. No twins run in the family
either way.
We got a pair of twins here that work here. I can tell them apart now, but for a long time.
Now, who are their parents?
Who?
Who are the parents of the twins?
Lois and Lynn work here. They'll be coming down.
Oh, I see. They work here at the home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lois and Lynn.
Nice girls. Both of them. Very nice.
Well,
I was going to say, that's my husband's picture up there.
Oh my, he's a nice looking man, isn't he? Very nice looking.
Mm-hmm. He was tall and slender. No, but they wouldn't want him.
So he enjoyed the electrical business.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any special training, or is this something that he just picked up?
Oh, no, they learned it right from the beginning.
Well, no, the beginning, when was that?
Well,
you mean?
I was supposed to string wires and all things like
that. I mean, did he go to a school to learn this? Do you know this?
Well, you have to learn from others.
Kind of like an apprentice?
Yes.
I see.
No, at school, boys that graduated from school, they wanted to be an electrician. We had, I don't know who they had this year, but school calls up, wants to know if you'll take a boy in to teach him, but you got to pay him so much too because they got to eat.
Oh, so they called Bonnet Electric and asked Electric if they'll take a student in who's learning electricity?
To teach him.
I see. Does the company do that?
Sure, the company takes like a fellow. What was his name now? He turned out to be a wonderful fellow. Got married, and he liked it. Generally, when the students, then they come into it, they like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, do they do that right along? Is that like one, how long would the fellow stay, the students stay?
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Like a semester or a term?
Oh, I guess one was a over a year that they hired him.
Oh, I see.
Mrs. Verdell?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Verdell?
Everybody liked him. I can't even remember his name now.
Well, that's a nice way you can get the hands-on experience while you're still going to school.
Electric misses. It's always good because it's always worked. Even when the old times, people got to have things fixed.
Yes, yes. And now Bonnet Electric doesn't go into any, is this just more homes, or do they do it commercially too? Do they go into office and professional buildings too?
They used to do a lot of commercial, like school and churches, but what they do now, I don't know.
You had mentioned that you felt Ronald, your son, would know more about the business.
I know they were Genesee School. You see, I don't pay attention to it now. I haven't for my life. 10 years, 10, 12 years. I've never been in this store, only once. And when I got in it, I said, I thought I never could get out. My husband didn't have the key for the... get down the steps. Then right after that, I had to go in a wheelchair. I had these strokes. My strokes wasn't... I got low blood pressure. I got awful tiny veins. I'm a little person anyway. I'm right now, I gained 31 pounds since I've been here. They feed us so much bread stuff, not vegetables, okay, but we should have all this stuff that we get here, our meat, it's all canned meat, our potatoes, just like potato salad. I love good potato salad, and I used to make my own potatoes that I boil, but these are all little cubed out of the tin can. Meat so much all of the tin can. I don't like their food, but what we gonna do when we get it? Well, I was gonna say my strokes were caused from blood clots. I got so many blood clots. They go to the brain, get caught in the brain, and I pass out. And then when they break loose and pass out, then I come to.
What a horrid experience.
I've gone through a whole lot. Yeah, I've kept my mind.
That's a wonderful blessing, isn't it?
Of course, I was good in school when I was young. My brother and sister were too.
Where did you go to school?
When? I went to school. I was born in Carson City. You know where that is?
Yes, I do.
Well, I was born there, went to school there. My father died, went over to Belden, went to school there. And I took algebra in the 8th grade. And in Belden, they had that same in the 9th and 10th grade. And I could... I did the problems for a girl that was a year older and a grade higher than that. I did all of her problems for her. I think she'd never gone to college.
Well, he'll see.
And when my son was in West Junior, I guess it doesn't run now. He had algebra, and the woman that taught algebra, it trades at the store, and he got an A on his final examination. And one day in class, he was the only one that had one little problem. She says, "Well, who helped him?" He said, "My mother." And she made some nice remark about it.
Well, Then did you go to high school in Belding?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's where I finished. Mm-hmm. Then there was a business college over at Soar. It's called CBM or something like that. I forgot. I went there.
Where was that located? Right in Belding?
No, Lansing.
Lansing. Oh,
so I went there for 2 or 3 months.
Like LBU?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't that. It's called Central Business.
I see. Mm-hmm.
They've been out of existence for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. And so you went there for several months?
Just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Just to take a regular business course.
Mm-hmm. Do you have brothers? You had the one brother.
I don't have any brothers and sisters. I don't have any relatives now.
But I mean,
all I got is my 2 children and their families.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were growing up, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had 2 sisters and 1 brother, and was 1 sister. Died at 11.
Well, what caused that?
Well, sprained spinal fever. Of course, you don't hear those diseases anymore.
Was she the oldest daughter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then I and my brother dropped dead from a cerebral hemorrhage. My sister had cancer of the marrow of the bone.
Cancer where?
The marrow and
the bone. Oh, the bone. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
That's much worse than what I got. But, you see, I'm just still full. I have little breasts, but I'm just still full. Now, this is a big bone.
Well, I'm certainly sorry about that. That must be.
You got died with something, and I think death is beautiful.
Sometimes there's things worse than death, aren't there?
Hmm?
There are things worse than death.
Oh, my good, many, many things worse than death. And of course, at my age, I got it all planned. I got it all written up. I've even wrote my obituary. You know, that costs a lot of money. To put a obituary in the paper.
Yes, it does.
It used to be 10 cents a line, counting 6 words to a line. And like you say, B is, you could say your initial was AC. Then count a word, 2 words. It didn't when I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure, cut it down low. These people that put so much in, my land, it cost them around $400 or $500, and then their picture.
Yes. Well, you're a pretty well-organized person to have all of that planned out.
Well, I write a lot of letters, too.
You do now?
Yes.
Oh, who do you correspond with?
Hmm?
Who do you correspond with? Who do you write to?
I got a lot of friends. I got a friend way out in San Diego I write to. She tells me all about the weather, the earthquakes. I wouldn't want to live there, and I wouldn't want to live in Florida. It's too deadly, too trashy stuff thrown all over. We spent 1 winter in Florida. I tell you, I was glad to get back to Michigan.
What winter was that you spent in Florida?
Hmm?
When was that winter you spent in Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Is that when your husband was alive?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. We two went together.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I had one of the nicest husbands in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was... He loved his home, his church, flowers, and music. Oh, he just loved music.
What kind of music? Was he a musician?
Hymns.
Did he sing?
Oh, he sang for years in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to stand anybody with anybody. They got off the key. They got to have the keys. They stand by him.
Mm-hmm. Did you sing in the choir too?
No, I did. A lot of church work. A lot of church work.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband play a musical instrument?
No.
No.
He could have. If he was in the backyard and he heard the doctor hit the wrong key, he was right in the house. He knew it was a bad. We had a grand piano, Steinway.
Oh, beautiful.
Now my daughter is bought her have an organ.
I bet she enjoys that.
Mm-hmm. She's got the piano, she got the organ.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband have any music lessons?
I don't know.
Was a natural skill with him.
He was everything. His brother took an old thrash machine and made it to sing Kelly-O, and when they had a hope coming and Lancey, he dressed up as Uncle Sam and played that the full length watching after all of his brothers and sisters was musical.
How many brothers did he have?
Three. Two sisters.
And
four. He had four.
Four sisters.
Bessie, George, Will, Herman. There was four boys in the family, two girls.
Mm-hmm. Was he the middle child?
No. He was the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Were you the middle child in your family?
Second.
You were the second?
Mm-hmm.
Kind, pretty much the middle. When did your brother pass away?
Oh, I can't. It was in the winter time, and they were in Florida. He was brought back here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in cremating.
Oh, I don't either.
How many children do you have?
I never had any.
Oh, my.
No.
And you're living all alone?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
I live in East Lansing.
An apartment?
It's a duplex. In a duplex. But it seems like a house. Seems like home.
Sure. Up or down, usually?
Well, the bedrooms are upstairs, and the...
So it's a double house,
usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind being alone. I've had to do a lot of things alone anyway, so...
My last name, you never got married the second time.
No. But I have a lot of interests,
yeah.
Like meeting nice people, like the Chamber of Commerce History Committee.
A doctor say particular thing to me. He says, I wished I had known you before Ernest did. What did he mean?
Oh, he probably was very interested in you, and maybe he could have wooed you away.
I don't know. I said still, I never answered him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine you had a number of suitors when you were younger.
He died a good many years ago. He had a big practice. He was a good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And
who is your doctor now?
Dr. Lucky of Grand Ledge.
Oh, yes.
You know him?
I've heard the name. I don't know him.
He's a very good doctor, and very interested, very kind doctor. His son here was in an accident when he was on vacation and was killed. The only son he had.
Dear, that's sad. Person
is Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss keeping house?
Yes. I every day I think, oh, I like to entertain and I like to invite somebody in, entertain. I used to entertain a lot.
Oh, I'm sure you. With all of your baking, people must have really enjoyed coming, too.
Mm-hmm. My man, you're sick. Who comes to take care of it, do for you?
Well, I'm pretty healthy. I'm pretty healthy, but I know my sister would be there if I needed her, too.
Oh, mommy got a sister.
Mm-hmm. Well, she lives away. She lives... Well, if you were born in Carson City, you know where Sheridan is.
Sure, I know.
She lives between Victoryville and Sheridan.
Oh, I know where Victoryville is.
Maybe.
That's all nice country land up there.
It's good farming land.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of apples and... One thing about this place... They're very clean. Every day, these folks are mopped. Every morning, that dining room, I'll bet you, they vacuum it 4 and 5 times a day. After every doings, it's mopped and clean. The bedding, you take a shower, your bedding is stripped everything. And at least a little dirt they see, it's clean. If you drop a bib on the floor, they come in after you.